Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Mem Dalet, 12 lines from the top of Daf Mem Dalet and Aleph at the Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins and repeats the first line of the Mishnah at the beginning of our Perek, 10 blad ago on the bottom of Daf Lam Dalet and Aleph, where our Mishnah began and stated, Shloshim Minin Asurim Bin Nazir. There are three categories of Isser by a Nazir, Hatoma Vata Glachas by Yotzim and Gefen. Then a Nazir is also to become Tomei even to one of his Sheva Kravim, as the Pasuk says, Kalime Yazir Lashem al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, La'ovul And a Nazir is also asked to cut his hair, and even if he cut off one hair, he will be over on this Issa, as the Torah says, Ned in Israel, Gadel. In addition, a Nazir is also to drink wine or eat any grape products, as the Pasuk states, And our Mishnah now brings the basic chilukim between these three yisurim. As the Mishnah continues, there is a chumra in the issa of tumah and the issa of taglachas, which is not relevant in the case of someone that drinks wine. If a nazir becomes tummy, then as the pasuk says, and the nazir forfeits any days that he already counted towards his naziris prior to becoming tummy lemes. In addition, if a nazir takes a haircut at certain periods of time, the din would be that he would lose any prior days that he already counted, and that is not based on a din of forfeiture, but it's really based on the din that when a nazir brings his carbon, he has to have hair that already grew for 30 days while he was a nazir. And therefore, for example, as we learned before, if a nazir was supposed to be a nazir for 30 days, and on the 20th day he cuts his hair, then he would have to add on an additional 20 days to his naziris in order to have hair that grew for 30 days while he was a nazir. However, by yotzi min hagefen einei seisa, if a nazir drinks wine, that is not soisa any of his previous days of being a nazir. And even though in chenami, the amount of days that the nazir drank wine, he would have to make up, but he doesn't forfeit more than those days that he actually drank wine. And therefore, the Mishnah could say, "Vayoytsim in agefen in a soisa." And the Mishnah continues that just like there's a kula b'negeya, the issa of drinking wine. However, there is also chayma b'yoytsim in agefen mebutuma v'taglachas. B'negeya the issa of drinking wine. There's also chumra that the issa of drinking wine has over the issa of a nazir becoming tamei or a nazir cutting his hair, shayyetim in a gefen, because a nazir's iser to drink wine loyhutu mechlaloi is never gemuta. And for example, if a nazir was already mekabel on himself to be a nazir, and then he makes a shvua that he's going to drink wine, the din is that he still would not be able to drink wine. And we also saw that a nazir can't drink the wine for kiddush and avdala, as we learned in daf da'alam and aleph, at least according to one side. However, according to those rishonim that learned that a nazir can't drink yain lekiddush l'avdala because he's bush b'vayim hasinai. So then it comes out that the reason why he's able to drink that wine is because his naziris was not chal on such wine. Therefore, it was never asr, and it's not hutu mechlaloi. However, as the Mishnah continues, v'tumah v'taglachas hutu mechlalon, however, b'negei the issa of tumah and b'negei the issa of cutting his hair, are scenarios where a nazir would be able to become tamei. For example, if he has to bury a mes mitzvah, and it is also mutter for a nazir mitzvah to cut his hair at the end of the entire period for his teras. And as the Mishnah says, b'taglachas mitzvah, b'negei taglachas of him, which is a mitzvah, over mes mitzvah, and also a nazir could become tamei for a mes mitzvah. And the Mishnah continues, b'chayim b'tum b'taglachas, there's also a chumrah that a nazir had b'negei his issa of tumah over the issa of taglachas, sh'atum seser sesakol, because when a nazir becomes tamei, then as we said, by yom mishayim yiplu, he loses all of the previous days they had counted, v'chayim ala karbon, and at the end of his tumah period, he would actually have to bring three karbonis, and the nazir will be chayiv to bring an hasham mitzvah, as well as two tayrim or b'nei yoyna, echad l'chatas ve'echad. However, if a nazir is over on the issa and he cuts most of his hair, then the maximum time that you have to add on to his naziris is 30 days in order to make sure that he has 30 days of hair growth at the period that he brings his karbanis. And as the Rosh says, the be'inun gidol sa'a shall stam naziris. And as we mentioned before, it is not really considered a forfeiture. It's just a mitzias that he can't bring his karbanis until he has hair growth of 30 days. And even though a nazir was over on glachas, he still is not going to be chayav to bring a carbon since he never became tamei. And the Meiri points out that there really is one of the chumra that the Mishnah did not discuss. This is a chumra that the issa of taglachas has over the issa of tumah and issa of drinking wine. As b'negeya taglachas is not only an issa for the nazir himself to cut his hair, but even if someone else would cut his hair, the din would be that that person would be over on an issa. Mashenkin, there is no issa for a person to go and be metamei a nazir, or if someone else gives a nazir a drink of wine. And And Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains that the reason why Mishnah did not mention this Chumrah is because this Chumrah is not shaykh to the Nazir itself, it's shaykh to another person. And the Gemara begins and goes through 9 different Kavachemis regarding our Mishnah. And the Gemara states, we should say that the Issa of Tumah should not be mutter even for a mes mitzvah, and we should learn that from a Kavachemah from the din of Yayin. And the Kavachemah would be as follows: my Yayin, just like Yayin, where it doesn't forfeit any days, and therefore it's much more of a kaldik lav, and even so, there's never a time where Nazir is going to be mutter to drink wine, and therefore we should learn a Kavachemah that Tumah is seseris, if Tumah is so chomer that it's even seser, and the Pasuk says, then certainly the din should be that he should not be able to go and be mitam himself to a mes mitzvah. And because one may think that there should be such a kavachema, tam leimah, therefore the pasuk b'negei nazir has to tell us beforesh la'avu l'imah la'achiv la'chayse la'yitam alam b'maisam kinez el kaval reishai. And since the Torah already stated kol yimei yizur la'ashem al nefesh meis lo yavai, so therefore the Torah did not have to tell us that he's also to go and be mitam to one of the 7 kravim. Therefore that entire pasuk is extra, and we learn out la'avu l'imah la'yitam a nazir cannot be mitam to his father or to his mother. However, a metame ul mes mitzvah, a nazir can be metame to a mes mitzvah. And the Gemara continues with question number 2. V'yayin yutu mechlala kavachayim metumah. Now that we know that the issa of tumah is hutra mechlala, as a nazir can be metame to a mes mitzvah, so l'chari we should have a kavachayim to wine, that it also should be hutra mechlala. We should learn a kavachayim, ma tumah shi seseris is hutra mechlala, ma dach tumah, which is seser the prior days, it's still going to be hutra mechlala, and even though it's a chomadika issa, there is still a kula b'negated din of tumah. So yayin she'ini seisa, so certainly by yayin, which is not seisa, and therefore it's much more kal, ain't din sheyutu mechlalai, that certainly the din should be that should have a kula, and we should allow a nazir to drink wine when it's yayin mitzvah. And the Gemara responds that really b'negei the issa to drink wine, the Torah didn't have to give us 2 psukim, and all it could have said is, kol yimei nizra mikol she'asa megefen hayayin lo ye'ochel. And by the fact that the Torah gave us 9 different examples, those words are extra. Therefore the Gemara says, amakra, the pasuk says, miayin v'sheikh yazir. It says many extra words in this pasuk, and therefore we learn out la'asa yayin mitzvah ki yayin mishus. It teaches us that not only is yayin mishus asa to another, but even yayin mitzvah would be asa to another. The Gemara continues with point number 3. V'yayin yistas akol kavachayim mitumah. And l'chayin yayin should be seisa all of the days of Naziris, and it should be a kavachayim from tumah. The mat tumah shutra mechlala seisas akol mat of tumah, which is so kal that it's hutra mechlala, and there are times when a nazir could be mitamel amesim by a mes mitzvah, for example, and still it's seisa all the days of Naziris. So yayin shal hutra mechlala, if yayin is so chomer that it's never going to be mutter for a nazir to drink wine, and even by yayin mitzvah like koshkin shiista, then certainly we should say that by yayin it should be seisa the prior days that he counted of Naziris. And once again the Gemara says, in a chenami you may have a kavachema, but we have exeris akosav, as Amakra the pasuk teaches us by yom rishonim yiplu ki tamei nizrei, that if a nazir becomes tamei, then he loses and he forfeits the prior days that he counted towards Naziris, and that is only a din b'degei ki tamei nizrei. So tumah seseris, we learn out that the only time that we say this forfeiture is only b'degei tumah. However, ve'ina yayin seisa, if a nazir drinks wine, he doesn't forfeit any of his days of Naziris. And the Gemara will continue with his fourth question, and this fourth question the Gemara will be asking about taglachas being seisa sakol, and really the last limud will teach us this as well. But the Gemara goes through the motion to ask this question and bring the pasuk once again, and the Gemara starts by taglachas tisa sakol kavachayim metumah, and l'chayr if a nazir cuts his hair, he should be seisa all of his days in his ears, and not only up to a maximum of 30 days, and there should be kavachema from a nazir who becomes tamei. And the kavachema would be umat tumah, and just like when a nazir has an ister to become tamei, shall also be mitamei kemitamei, that if Shimon goes and is mitamei Reuven, who's a nazir, Shimon will still not be over any issa, and therefore we see a kula b'negeya tumah. And even though the issa of tumah is so kal, say seresus akal, the din is that if Reuven becomes tamei, then it's seisa all the days of his years. So taglachas shall also be migaleach kemiskaleach. So certainly b'negeya taglachas, which is more chomer, and even if Shimon cuts Reuven's hair, Shimon will be over on the lav, and the issa is not only on Reuven and on the nazir himself. So ain't the din shes tisses akal, and therefore certainly if Reuven cuts his hair, the din should be that should be seisa all the days of his years. And the Gemara answers the same teretz amakra. The pasuk says vayom rishayim yiplu ki tamei nizrei, and since the teretz specifies that the reason why a nazir forfeits the previous days of his years when he becomes tamei is specifically because he came tamei, therefore tumas seseres eskol in taglachas seseres eskol, we learn that the only time we say that the forfeiture of all of his days of his years is only when the nazir became tamei. But if the nazir cuts his hair, then he would not be seisa hakol. And the Gemara continues with its fifth point: v'tumo nasa ba mitamek mitamek kavachem mitaglachas. Even though we just said before that if Shimon is Tami Ruvain that Shimon is not going to be over alive, but L'chayra, why don't we say that Shimon should be over alive, and we should learn this based on the Kavu Chayma from the Isav Taglachas, the Limu Rubi, Umat Taglachas She'in is Hesaris El Shleishim, just like if Ruvain cuts his hair, he only forfeits a maximum of 30 days, and even though it's so kal, Asba Megaleach Kemisgaleach, the Torah is Mechayiv, not only Ruvain, who is the Nazir for cutting his hair, but even if Shimon cuts Ruvain's hair, Shimon will be over and alive. If so, we should extend this also a bit of Gaya Tumma, and we should state Tumma She'is Hesaris Hakol, since we find that if a Nazir becomes Tomei, it's much more chomer as it says of all the days of his Naziris that he already counted, and it didn't Shinasuba Metamek and Metamei. So we should also say that not only is the Nazir himself going to be Oiva and Issa if he becomes Tomei, but if Shimon is Metamei Ruvain, then Shimon will also be Oiva and Issa. So the Gemara says once again that even though you're right that we have a Kal V'Chema, but on Makra we have a Pasuk that teaches us V'Timei Reish Nizrei, and we learn out that Metamei Reish Nizrei, the only Issa is on the Nazir himself who becomes Tomei, but if someone is actually Metamei Ruvain, then that person will not be Oiva and Issa. And the Gemara continues with its sixth question, and the Gemara now reverses its question and asks, we should not say that if Shimon cuts Ruvain's hair, that Shimon should be Ivan and Issa. And the reason why we should not say this is based on the Kal V'Chema from Tumah, and we should say as follows, it's just like Benegei the Issa of Tumah, which is so chomer that's even say so all the days of his Aziris that he previously counted, as the Pasuk taught us by Yom Rishonim Yiplu. And even though it's so chomer, we don't say that a person that's mitame in another will be over on any issa. So the glachas she inis hiseris el shloshim yoyim, and therefore we should learn benegei the issa of another cutting his hair, where the maximum loss of time will be a maximum of 30 days, and therefore it's much more kal than the din of tumah. So loikolshkin shloim nasim megaleach miskaleach. Then certainly we should say that even if Shimon cuts Reuven's hair, that Shimon should not be over on any issa. The Gemara responds once again that in the chnami based on the kal v'chema you would have a good svara, but the ma'aser is exeris hakos of amakra. And the Pasuk gives a very generic issa and states that a razor shouldn't pass over his head, and therefore that therefore we understand that what the Pasuk is teaching us is that not only does Reuven have an issa to cut his own hair, but Shimon has an issa to go and cut the hair of another as well. And the Gemara continues with question number 7, that another can't cut his hair, it should never be muto, even if another is a mitzera, he should not be able to cut his hair at the end of his Tyre period. And we should learn this based on a Kal V'Chema Miyayin, but of Kal V'Chema from the Issa for another to drink wine. And the Kal V'Chema would be as follows, Miyayin She'in Yisaysa, Madach B'Negei the Issa of wine, if another drinks wine, he doesn't forfeit any prior days, and therefore we see it's much more Kal, Lo'ihot M'chlaloi, and still we say that Nakami Mata Yei Mitzvah, so the Glachash is Seseris, and therefore L'chayru B'Negei the Issa of Teglachas, where once the Nazir cuts his hair, and he cuts most of his hair, the din is that it is Seisa up to 30 days, so any din Shalai to the Mechlala. So since it's much more chomer than the issa of wine, then it should be, it should not be matter mechlalai, and it should not be able to cut his hair even if he's a mitzraya. Once again, the Gemara answers that in a chenami based on the Kal V'Chema, you would be correct. However, the reason why a mitzraya who is a nazir is mutter to cut a hair is not based on a svara, but it's based on exeris hakosav, as amrachmana roishai v'amrachmana zekanai. Since b'negei the pasha mitzraya, the pasuk says v'hayu b'yamishvi yigalach es kol sarei, and therefore we would know that the mitzraya has to cut off all of his hair, and therefore it didn't have to say it's Reisha Vesa Kanai, and by the fact that he used those two terms, so we learned before that Lefid Rabbanan, they learned from the word Reishai, that another material could cut his hair, and Lefid Rabbeleza, he used the term as a Kanai. And the Gemara continues with its eighth question, and L'chira, how could you say that by Daglachas, there's a maximum amount that he will lose out of 30 days, if L'chira, he should not lose out any days, because we should compare it to the Issa of wine, and we should have a Kal V'Chema, and the Kal V'Chema would be as follows, Mayayin Shlehutu Mechlala Eni Seisa, that Mandach Yayin, which is not mutar, even b'makom mitzvah, and therefore it's much more chomer, and even so, it's not going to be seisa at all, and you don't forfeit any days. So daglachas shehutu mechlala, and din shalai sister, and therefore certainly b'negei the issa of cutting your hair, which is more kal than the issa of drinking wine, because it's mutar for another who's mitzera to cut his hair. So ein din shalai sister, and therefore we should learn out that if a nazir cuts his hair, he should not forfeit any days of his ears. And the Gemara answers ein chenami, the svara makes sense. However, be'in givlasar v'aleka, over here it's not a din of forfeiture, it's just a din that when you bring your carbon, you have to have hair that grew for 30 days, and since Lamaisa he cut his hair, therefore Mitzias, he can't bring his carbonus until he counts 30 days in order to allow his hair to grow for the 30-day period. And finally, the Gemara continues with its ninth question, and this question will be reverse of the prior question. V'yayin yistu shleishin yayim kavachayim taglachas l'chayir b'negei the issa of wine. wine, you should say that if a nazir drinks wine, he should forfeit up to 30 days, and it should be a kal v'chomer from a nazir who cuts his hair. And the kal v'chomer would be as follows: Umat teglachas shoter mechlala seiseres madach by teglachas, where we know it's kal, as it's hutter in a case of a nazir mitzera. And even so, the din is that if a nazir cuts his hair, he potentially will lose out a 30-day period. So yayin shlehuter mechlala ain't a din sheister, and therefore yayin, which is much more chomer, where it's not hutter even b'ak mitzvah, so certainly the din should be that it should be seisa up to 30 days. Once again, the Gemara explains, the only reason that a nazir who cuts his hair has to wait a 30-day period, only based on technicality, as he has to have 30 days of hair growth that grew while he's a nazir in order to bring his karbanos. However, gava yayin, even if a nazir is over and he drinks wine, hakayim sairei lemaisach, technically he could bring his karbanos, and therefore there's no reason that he should lose out and he should forfeit any days at all. That's why it's irrelevant if you have a kal v'chomer b'negeid is din. And we continue with the new Mishnah on Daf Mandal on Beis. Taglachas tuma ketzad, when a nazir becomes tame, we know he has to go through the process of becoming tar, and then he has to restart his nazir's period. The Mishnah will now go through what that process is. And before we continue with the Mishnah, let's just read the Psukim in Pashas Nasai in Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, v'chiyomus meisalo b'pesa pesaim, v'timei reish nizrei, and the nazir became tame meis, v'gilach reish b'yom tarasai b'yom eshvi yigalchenu, and then he should cut his hair on the seventh day when he became tar from Tumas Meis. Over Yom Hashmini, Yavish Dei Seyim, Eishnei B'nei Yoyim, El Kohen, El Pesach HaYomayid. And then the Torah tells us that on the eighth day he has to bring his Kabanis, and as the Torah continues, he has to bring his Hashem Nazir, and he also has to bring either Shtei Terim, Eishnei B'nei Yoyim, Echad L'chatas, Ve'echad L'Oila. And our mission now states, Chayim Mazah B'shlishi B'shvi. So then he goes through the process that now that he's Tumas Meis, he goes through the regular process like a regular Tumas Meis, and he has to have the Hazah of the Mechatas of the Paraduma that sprayed on him on the third day they became Tamei, and on the seventh day after he became Tamei, and he would then go to the mikvah on the seventh day, and he'd become tar from his tumas meis, umegalech b'shvi, and he'll be able to cut his hair on the seventh day as well, umevi kabanesa b'shmini, and then he'll be able to bring his kabanes that he has to bring as a nazir Tamei on the eighth day, and on the eighth day he'll restart his nazir's period. And the Mishnah states, vimgilech b'shmini, mevi kabanesa b'yvayayim de Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that if the nazir did not cut his hair on the seventh day, and instead he cut his hair on the eighth day, the din is that he would still be able to bring his kabanes on the eighth day, and he would not have to wait until the ninth day. And the Mishnah continues, Amli Rab Tafin. So Rab Tafin said back to Rabbi Kiva, Ma bein zel mitzera. Why is the din of a nazir different than the din of mitzera? And we know b'negei mitzera that the mitzera also has to cut off all the hair on the seventh day of the entire period, as the pasuk says, V'hoyu b'yei mashvi yigalech his kol sarai v'chibes begadu b'mayim v'tara. And only after that the pasuk says, V'yei mashmini yikach shnei kvasim v'chib sa'achas, and the mitzera will bring his kabanes on the eighth day. Now I know that even you hold that b'negei mitzera, if the mitzera would actually cut off all his hair on the eighth day, then he would not be able to bring his kabanes until the ninth day. And over here you said b'negei nazir, that if a nazir cuts his hair on the eighth day, he would be able to bring his kabanes by b'yayim, and he would not have to wait for the ninth day. And what is the chilup between the din of nazir and the din of a mitzera? And the Mishnah continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Kiva that there is a major nafkamina, zet harasei tluya b'yamav, b'negei nazir who is tamei, his completion of his taira is taller in the number of days, and just like a regular tamei meis has to wait 7 days, and on the third and seventh day he has to spray on himself the mechatas of the paraduma, and then he could go to the mikvah and become tar, and his cutting of his hair is not relevant to becoming tar from being tamei lemeis, and it's a separate din b'negei nazir tamei that after he becomes tar he has to cut off his hair in order to restart his nazirus period, and at that point he also has to bring a carbon, and therefore in a chenami on the seventh day after he goes to the mikvah and he becomes tar from tumas meis, he's allowed to cut his hair, but the Torah specifies that he has to bring his kabanis on day number 8, and he can't bring it on the same day that he became tar. But if a nazir already became tar on day 7 and he just waited to cut his hair until day 8, so therefore on day 8 he's already able to bring his kabanis, as lemaisa it's not the same day that he became tar from being tamei meis. And Zok Rabbi Kiva, this is very different than the din of mitzera, because mitzera tarasi tuli b'teglachtai, that part of the process for mitzera to become tar is that he has to cut his hair, and even though it's a 7th day after he became a mitzera, the din is that he's not able to go to the mikvah and become completely tar unless he cut his hair. And therefore, if he waited to cut his hair until the 8th day, and therefore certainly he will not be able to go to the mikvah and become completely tar until after he cuts his hair, and therefore he only becomes tar on the 8th day, since after he goes to the mikvah on day number 8, he's not completely tar, as he needs hair of shemesh. And as the Gemara says, Ve'in may be covered in Elam Kein Ha'imur Shemesh, that the only way that a mitzera could bring his kabanis is only if he's no longer a tfil yayim. Therefore, he has to wait until he has hair of shemesh, Shemesh, and he has to wait to bring his Karbonis until day number 9. And we begin the Gemara, and as we just saw, Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Tafrin's question, and L'chur, he gave him a very good Svara. And the Gemara asked, Kibbul Minei Olai, was Rabbi Tafrin Mikabal this din? And this answer from Rabbi Akiva, or was he not Mikabal it? And he still argues on Rabbi Akiva, and he would argue on Rabbi Akiva, and he would say that just like Benegei Mitzera, if the Mitzera cuts his hair on the 8th day, that he only would be able to bring his Karbonis on day number 9, so Nazir would have the same din. And if another Tamei cuts his hair on day number 8, he would only be able to bring his Karbonis on day number 9. And the Gemara tries to bring a Raya, Tashma, bring a Raya to Tani Hillel, because that Meir Hillel brought a following Brisa, and as we'll see in a moment from the Rush as well as from Taisis, this Brisa is discussing a case of a Nazir that was Tamei, and the Brisa states, Gilach Bishmini, maybe Karbonis of Bichi, that if a Nazir cuts his hair on the 8th day, then he would bring his Karbonis on the 9th day. And the Gemara continues and says, L'chari, from here we have a Raya, the Rab Tafin was not Chayza, and Rab Tafin actually argues on Bakiva, because Vizisak Gadayta Kibbulim Mene, if you're going to say that Rab Tafin was Makabal this din for Rab Kiva, then Lasik Kabanesa Bishmini, even though the Nazir cut his hair on the 8th day, he should still be able to bring his Kabanis on the same day, and he should be able to bring his Kabanis on the 8th day, and this Brisa states that he has to bring his Kabanis on the 9th day. And the Rush explains the Gemara's question even further, and he states as follows, Vizisak Gadayta Kibbulim Mene, if you would say that Rab Tafin actually was Makabal this din for Rab Kiva, Hach Brisa like a man, then it'll come out that this Brisa is not going according to anyone's Shita, and the Rush is bothered, Al-Khira, let's say that this Brisa is talking about a Mitzera, and it's not talking about a Nazir at all, as the Brisa doesn't say specifically it's talking about a Nazir. And the Rush says, V'kim Leilu Talmuda, that there was a Kabbalah to the Gemara, the Gabi Nazir Misnei, that this Brisa was stated regarding the din of a Nazir, and not Benegei, the din of a Mitzera. And the Rush is then bothered, Al-Khira, how do you know that this Brisa was taught after the Mishnayis, as maybe this Brisa was taught prior to our Mishnah, and at that point, Rav Tafin actually argued on Rav Kiva, but once Rav Kiva responded to Rav Tafin, maybe Rav Tafin was Chayzer. And the Rush says, "V'gam Kimle the Acha Mishnah Nishneis Lefisha Mishnayis Nishnu Kaidan Brises." That we have a Kabbalah that all the Mishnayis was learned before the Brises, and therefore, since this is a Brisa, it must have been learned after the Mishnah, and therefore, L'chayr, we see that Rav Tafin was a Chayzer. The Gemara answers, "Amr Rava." Rava responds, "Loi Kasha, that it's not Shver from this Brisa, and Ein Chinami Rav Tafin was Chayzer, and even so, this Brisa is going L'divrei Hakol. It's hard to tell B'Shvi." Rabbi Kiva's case was where the Nazir went, and he already went to the mikvah on the 7th day, and he just didn't take his haircut until the 8th day. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says that in that case, once he takes his haircut on the 8th day, he could also bring his Karbonis on the 8th day. However, in the Brisa, where the Brisa stated, Gilach Bishmini, maybe Karbonis B'chi, is specifically talking about a scenario where not only did the Nazir not take his haircut until the 8th day, but he also did not go to the mikvah until the 8th day. And since the Nazir only went to the mikvah on the 8th day, therefore, certainly even Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Tafin that of course he would not be able to bring his Karbonis until the 9th day, because when he went to the mikvah on the 8th day, he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh, and only after he has Harav Shemesh, after the 8th day is done, then he could bring his Karbonis on day number 9. And as the Rush says, Hadloi Tavo Bezayin Ad Yom Ches Uva'idit Ful Yom Lo Yuchal Havi Karbonisav. And the Rush is then bothered, the Vitmili Amay Naka Gilach Beches, why the Brisa state that the Nazir cut his hair on the 8th day, Afim Gilach Bezayin Nami, even if he would actually have cut his hair on the 7th day, it would still not be relevant to Betfila Tali Milsa as a Tali and Tfila, and since he only went to the mikvah on day number 8, then certainly he would have to bring his Karbonis on day number 9. And really, the Rush is asking that Ikka Chasim and Asefa, that if the Brisa really meant this, then the Brisa should not have said Gilach Bishmini, that the Nazir cut his hair on the 8th day. It should have said that he went to the mikvah on the 8th day, and therefore the Rush says Ein Echinami El Deoch the Milsa Nokat Shedaka LeGalech B'Yom Tarasei, that the Brisa stated that the Nazir only cut his hair on the 8th day because the standard was that on the same day that they would go to the mikvah was the same day that they cut their hair. And therefore, by the Brisa stating that the Nazir cut his hair on the 8th day, it's as if the Brisa stated that the Nazir went to the mikvah on the 8th day. And before we continue, let's begin with this short Hakdama. Number one, we know that there were three Machnais in Klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim was called Machna Yisrael, the Har Bayis was called Machna Leviyah, and the Azara was called Machna Shechina. Number two, there were different dinim that applied to the different Machnais. So for example, a Mitzera had to be sent out of all three Machnais. He was not only sent out of Machna Shechina and Machna Leviyah, but he also had to go out of Yerushalayim, and he had to be out of Machna Yisrael. A tummy mace or a corpse could not be in Machna Shechina, but it could be in Machna Leviyah, and of course in Machna Yisrael. And a Zav or Zava or Yerledes, anyone that had Tumah Yotze Migufa, could not even be in Machna Leviyah, and therefore they had to be sent out of Machna Shechina and Machna Leviyah, but they were able to remain in Yerushalayim in Machna Yisrael. And finally, number three, it's important to note for our sugya the difference between a Zav Bal Bezrius and a Zav Bal Sholishrius. If a Zav had two separate discharges, even if it would would be on the same day, the din is that he would have to have a Shiva Nakiyim, and he'd be tummy for 7 days, and he'd be considered an Ava Tumma. However, if his Zav had an additional Riyah, and he had a third discharge, then the din is that not only does he need Shiva Nakiyim, but he also has to bring Kabbanis. And based on this Akdama, Oma Abaya, Abaya taught us, Ashikhtinu L'chavri de Rab Nassim Bahoshia, I found the friends of Rab Nassim Bahoshia, the Yasmin Cameron, and they were sitting, and they stated the following din, and some Agurus had the Tanya, that it's discussing a Braisa, and the Braisa is discussing the Pasuk that's found in the Gei Azov, and the Pasuk first states, V'chiyita Azov B'zoivai, V'safaloi Shivas Yomim, V'chibis Begad, V'rachas B'mayim Chayim V'tayar, and the Pasuk then states, U'vayim Hashmini, Yikach Loi Shtei Serim, Shnei B'nei Yoyna, U'bal Lefnei Hashem, U'pesach Ha'yomayid, U'nesanam El HaKayin. And as we will see in a moment, the Braisa will teach us from this Pasuk, that just like we know that a Zov cannot go into Machta Shkina, and he also cannot go into Machta Leviyah, so the same didn't apply to a Zov who already went to the Mikvah after he had Shiva Nakiyim, but he did not yet have Har Shemesh, and he's still Tful Yoyim, he still will be also to go into Machta Leviyah. As they learned from this Pasuk that states, U'bal Lefnei Hashem, U'pesach Ha'yomayid, U'nesanam El HaKayin, and they understood, Emusai Uba, when could the Zav come to the Pesach HaYomayid and come into Machna Leviyah, Bizman Shu Tavo V'Asa HaRashemesh, it's only at the time that he's bringing Kabbanis, meaning that he went to the Mikvah on day 7 and he already had HaRashemesh, so at that point he could come to Pesach HaYomayid and he come onto the Harabayas and he could come into Machna Leviyah. However, Loi Tavo V'Asa HaRashemesh, if he did not yet go to the Mikvah and have HaRashemesh, meaning that he only went to the Mikvah, but he did not have HaRashemesh yet and he was only a Tful Yoyim, Loi, he would not be able to come into Machna Leviyah. And the friends of Rav Nassim Bar Hoshia were medayik from this Braisa, that Al-Mukasava, that we see from the Braisa, that the Braisa holds Tful Yom Shel Zav, Kazav Dami, that the same din applies to a Tful Yom Shel Zav, just like a Zav, and just like Benegei Zav, a Zav cannot go into Machna Leviyah, the same din applies to a Zav that already went to the Mikvah after Shiva Nakiyim, and he went to the Mikvah on the 7th day, but he did not yet have Har Shemesh, and he's still a Tful Yom, that he's still unable to go into the Machna Leviyah. And Abaya understood that the way that the friends of Rav Nassim Bar Hoshia made this diuk is because the Braisa seems to be telling us that only at the point that the Zav is already ready to bring his Kabbanis, at that point it was a Bol Lefnei Hashem al Pesach HaYomayid, that was the first opportunity that the Zav was able to come into Machna Leviyah. However, on day 7, even if the Zav already went to the Mikvah and he's now waiting for Har Shemesh, the Zav would still not be able to come into Machna Leviyah. And based on this understanding, Aminu Lahina Na, Sabaye responded back to the friends of Rav Nassim Bar Hoshia, El Me'ata, this is true, Gabi Nazir Tami Nami, B'negei Din of Nazir Tami, the Siv, where it also says, so since it says that he was only coming to the Pesach HaMayid at that point, would you also make a deal that when is the Nazir who was Tamei Meis able to come into Machta Leviyah and come to Pesach HaMayid? Because it's only after he went to the Mikvah and he already had Har Shemesh and it's already the next day, but that can't be, as even someone who was Tamei Meis Mamish and didn't even go to the Mikvah yet can go into Machta Leviyah, as we mentioned in Akdama, and therefore certainly if the Nazir Tamei already went to the Mikvah and he's only waiting for Har Shemesh, then certainly he could go into Machna Leviyah. Therefore, it can't be that this is tied to the Pasuk when the Pasuk says that the Nazir Tamei will go to the Kohen El Pesach HaYomayid. It must be that the Pshat in the Pasuk is just that the Torah is telling us that on that day, the Nazir who was Tamei will go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring his Kabbanis, but wasn't telling us that on prior day, the Nazir wasn't able to go into the Beis HaMikdash and wasn't able to go into Machna Leviyah. And therefore, B'negei the Din of Zav, where the Torah also says, the Ubal Lefnei Hashem El Pesach HaYomayid, you can't say that it means that the only time he's able to come into the HaYomayid was only after Har Shemesh, as in a Chanami, maybe a Zav could come into the Machna Leviyah even after he goes to the Mikvah and prior to Har Shemesh. And when it says Ubal Lefnei Hashem El Pesach HaYomayid, it's just telling us B'metzias that on the 8th day, the Zav will now be able to bring his Kabbanis and he'll bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. He just explained this question on the Gemara outside, and the Gemara continues on Daf Mem Hayam and Aleph, and the Gemara now goes through to prove that a person who is Tamei Meis or a mess itself could actually go into Machta Leviyah, and therefore it's impossible to say that someone who was Tamei Meis and goes to the Mikvah and didn't have Har Shemesh would not be able to go into Machta Leviyah. And the Gemara says, Mechte, let's see, Shari Nikna Hecha Kaiman, where was the Shari Nikna? That was Bishari Leviyah, that was in the Machta Leviyah. We know the thickness of the Shah, which was called the Shari Nikna, which led into the Azara, that only had Kedusha of Machta Leviyah and was not considered Machta Shechina. V'atanya, and we learned to the Braisa, Tamei Meis, if someone is Tamei Meis, Mutal Likonis B'Machta Leviyah, he's allowed to walk into Machta Leviyah, V'loi Tamei Meis B'Bad, and not only is a Tamei Meis able to go into Machta Leviyah, Alafilu Mes Atzmai, and even the corpse itself could be in Machta Leviyah, Shinama, as we learned to the Pasuk, V'yikach Moshe Atzmai Yosef Imai, that Moshe took the bones of Yosef together with him, and my Imai, even Mechitzasai, and he actually brought it together with him in his oil, And of course, since Moshe was a Levi, so therefore it was in the Machna Leviyah, it was in the Machna Leviyah. And therefore, as we already mentioned in Akdama, and we mentioned before, someone who is a Tamei Meis, or even a corpse itself, is able to be a Machna Leviyah. And certainly if a person was Tamei Meis, and he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and he only needs Harav Shemesh, and certainly he can go into Machna Leviyah. And the Gemara therefore says, it's impossible to explain the Braisa as the friends of Rav Nosson ben Hoshea wanted to explain it, and therefore the Gemara now comes up with a new pshat, and the Gemara says as follows, Ela Tful Yom Shel Zav, Lav Gezav Dami. Really, of course, a Tful Yom of a Zav does not have a din of a Zav, and even though a Zav cannot go into Machna Leviyah, however, if a Zav goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and at this point is a Tful Yom, he could go into Machna Leviyah. However, there is a chiluk between a Zav Bal Shteiris and a Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos, and the chiluk is as follows, a Zav Bal Shteiris, who only has a chiyuv to wait for Shiva Nekiyim and then go to the mikvah. So once he goes to the mikvah, so now all he has to do is wait for Harav Shemesh, and during that period that he's a Tful Yom, the din is that he could go into Machna Leviyah. However, Benegei Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos, who has to wait for Shiva Nekiyim, and then after he has Shiva Nekiyim, he has to wait until the next day in order to bring his karbanos. So over there, even though he went to the mikvah, at that point he's a Tful Yom, but he's also a Mechus HaKapurim, and therefore since he's missing two things, therefore there are two negatives that will affect him, and that's why Vafilu Hachi Kivin a Mechus HaKapara, since a Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos is not only missing Harav Shemesh, but he's also a Mechus HaKapara, and he has to wait until he brings his kapara on the next day. Therefore, Loyal, he's now going to Machna Leviyah at that point. And the Braisa that we brought on that Mandala and Beis is specifically discussing a case of a Zav that had Shalosh Riyos and already had Sheva Nekiyim and now went to the mikvah and is waiting for Harav Shemesh and is also waiting to bring his kapara and to bring his karbanos on day number 8. And the Braisa learned this din because the Pasuk said, and we learn that as follows, since at this point when the Zav is trying to bring his karbanos, he's still Mechus HaKapurim, and therefore certainly he can't be in Machna Shechina, and if so, it must be that the Zav is no further than the Machna Leviyah, and if so, why does the Torah say he was by Pesach Oil Moed, if generally the word Oil Moed refers to Machna Shechina, and since the Oil Moed, which includes the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, was surrounded by the Chatzah of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore when it says Pesach Oil Moed, it seems to be referring to someone that's already in Machna Shechina, and of course, since he's a Zav that's a Mechus HaKapurim, he can't be in Machna Shechina, and since when the Zav is bringing his Karbanos, he's not going to Machna Shechina because he's still a Mechus HaKapurim and he's only in Machna Leviyah, and even so, the Torah calls it as if he was in Machna Shechina, so it must be that the Torah is trying to compare the din of Shar Nikna, which is in Machna Leviyah, to the din of Machna Shechina. Therefore, Lememra, it must be that it's coming to tell us that we should compare the din of Machna Leviyah to the din of Machna Shechina, and we should learn as follows, Ma Hasam Mechus HaKapur Lai Ayil, that just like in Igea, the Pesach Oil Maid, which is the Machna Shechina that Mechus HaKapurim can't be going into, so Afla Machna Leviyah Nami Mechus HaKapur Lai Ayil, therefore, it must be that the Torah is telling us that there is another type of Mechus HaKapurim that can't go to the Machna Leviyah either, and it must be referring to a Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos, who at the point when he went to the mikvah on day number 7, at that point he still needs Harav Shemesh, and he is still a Mechus HaKapurim, and since he is missing two things, therefore he loses out on his status, and not only can't he go into Machna Shechina, but he also cannot be in Machna Leviyah. But Eino Chanami, at this point in the Gemara, it comes out that if there would be a Zav Bal Shtei Riyos, then certainly once a Zav had Shiva Nekiyim and he went to the mikvah, even though he did not have Harav Shemesh, he would still be able to go into Machna Leviyah, and we say Tful Yom Shel Zav is Lav Kezav Adami, as even though a Zav cannot go into Machna Leviyah, however, Tful Yom Shel Zav of Bal Shtei Riyos can go into Machna Leviyah. And even though Benegei and Nazir, the Pasuk also says Pesach Oil Moed, over there it's going to be based on Pashup Shat that once a Nazir goes to the mikvah and has Harav Shemesh, he would be able to go to Machna Shechina, even if he didn't yet bring his karbanos, as of course, even though the Nazir that became Tameh has to bring karbanos, however, prior to bringing those karbanos, he's not considered Mechus HaKapurim, as the reason for those karbanos is not as a part of his process in order to become Tar from Tumas Meis, as in order for a Nazir who was Tameh Meis to become Tar, he only has to go to the mikvah and do the Hazah of the Paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day, and the only reason that he has to bring karbanos is as part of the process of being a Nazir, and since he's not considered Mechus HaKapurim, therefore, the moment after he goes to the mikvah and he has Harav Shemesh, he could go into Machna Shechina. And the Gemara continues, V'hasim Minolan, and how do we know that a Zav or Zavu Yerledes and anyone that had Tumah HaYotze Megufoi that is now Mechus HaKapurim, that they cannot go into Machna Shechina? The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, B'negei the Issa of someone going into the Beis HaMikdash while he's Tameh, and the Pasuk states, Kala Negei B'meis, B'nefesh Ha'adam HaShiyamas, V'lo Yischata, Es Mishkan HaShem Timei, V'nichrus HaNefesh HaHim Yisrael, Kimei nida leizerik alav tameiya oitu masavai. And the Gemara explains that since the lashon tameiya is extra, therefore we learn out l'rabbis tefil yayim. It's marba that even though the person went to the mikvah and is now tefil yayim, it is still also for him to go into machta shchina. And then when the pasuk says oitu masavai, which are also extra l'rabbis b'chusa kapara, that is also coming to be marba that even though someone went to the mikvah and they already had her shemesh, but they still did not have a kapara and they did not bring their proper kabbanis, that the din is that they still can't go to the Beis HaMikdash and they still can't go to Machta Shechina, and we will stop over here.